the middle sixth chapter, chapter 7 to chapter 12. An essence of all these six chapters been put in one chapter, that is chapter 9. An essence of the whole chapter is put in one verse, is the last verse of chapter 9. What is that verse? Manmana bhava madbhakta madjajimang namaskuru. So this manmana, manmana is remembering. You remember about me.
Manmana is remembering.
As you know, the nine kinds of devotional services, Navabhida Bhakti, has been described by Prahlad Maharaj, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. And for each process, there is specific personality, very exemplary. Like Parikrit Maharaj for hearing, Sukadeva Goswami for describing, Anda for remembering. Who is for remembering? You know? Prahlad Maharaj for remembering. So that also shows the significance that how Prahlad Maharaj is remembering that manmana, the essence of all Vedic literatures which has been exhibited by Prahlad Maharaj. And for us, followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we give so much importance on Krishna prema. The symptoms of this prema first manifested in Prahlad Maharaj. Bhagavata describes how he would manifest the astrosaktik vikar. Sometimes he would laugh, sometimes he'd dance, sometimes he'd cry, sometimes he'd run. The Shastra says that he would behave like this. People, they see, they don't understand. Why is he behaving abnormally like this? Well, people, they only see Prahlad. They don't see Bhagavan. So why he behaves sometimes, he can't see the Lord. He feels very sad and sick, very lonely there. Sometimes he sees Bhagavan in front of him, then he becomes very jubilant and happy, start to laugh. Then when Bhagavan appears in front of him, then Lord, he goes away, then he runs behind the Lord. So people cannot see the Lord, they see Prahlad Maharaj. It's very strange for people. Why he is behaving like this? So these symptoms are exhibited in Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was so much depending. Depending means he was so much indifferent for his own maintenance. To look after himself. He was so indifferent for his own care. Because he was so much meditating, so much intense meditation, manmana, and Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he would forget to take care of himself. And as a result, what would happen? The Supreme Personality of Godhead would come and he would take care of him. Just like a baby. Baby doesn't know when he's passing school, when he's eating, what is happening. Unknowingly, but mother taking care of everything. Prahlad Maharaj's case was like that. He was so much into Krishna consciousness. His daily activities, he was not knowing when he's taking bath, when he's eating, when is what is happening. And everything was happening under the care of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that important it is, that much important Prahlad Maharaj's charitra. So now I'll explain you one more thing. Why this subject matter at all came to picture? What makes Sukadeva Goswami to describe this subject matter? So towards the end of sixth canto, so there is some description for Sukadeva Goswami explaining Parikshit Maharaj that how the Lord Vishnu, he fought on behalf of demigods and he defeated or killed all the demons. So as soon as Parikshit Maharaj heard this from Sukadeva Goswami, then he said, oh my dear spiritual master, please wait a minute. Now I have some doubt. I have heard you have been telling the Supreme Personality of Godhead is impartial. He's not partialist. Samaham sarvabhuteshu namate sastina priya. He's equal to everybody. But now what you just said, jara Bangla English bujhana Bangla bujhe. Bangali darjana paath habai okhane. Brahmachari Prasad Hale. Guru Maharaj Okhan Dabe, Brahmachari Prasad Hale Dabe, and Satya Panarthi Kami Sekhan Dabe. There are English Bujhana, Murakhan Dabe. So, then Parikrit Maharaj asked this question. But how can this happen? How Bhagavan can become so partial? He is taking the side of demigods and killing all the demons. So please, you must clarify this doubt to me. With proper reasons, why this is happening? So Sukadeva Goswami trying in different way how to answer this question to Parikshit Maharaj. That is explaining, actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is equal to everybody. How is equal to everybody? Now He will explain. He is explaining that whatever is happening in this material world, joy and paradise, somebody defeated, somebody becoming victorious, that happens by the influence of modes of material nature. The demigods, they are influenced by mode of goodness. Asuras, they are influenced by mode of passion. Jaksha, Rakshasa, they are influenced by mode of ignorance. So what happens? The material, modes of material nature cannot work. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He enters into the modes of material nature to make it work. Then what happens? Whenever on this material world, the influence of mode of goodness is high, that time, that makes demigods to be victorious. Whenever the mode of, the influence of mode of passion is high, then that makes demons to become victorious. And whenever the influence of mode of ignorance is high, that makes Jaksha Rakshasa to become victorious. So it is not like that always demigods they become victorious. Many times demons also they become victorious. So one reason he gave, that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through this modes of material nature, He makes different groups to be victorious according to the intensity of influence of the modes of material nature. So there is no partiality. Sometimes demigods victorious, sometimes demons also victorious. So that happens due to the modes of material nature. Modes of material nature acts when the Supreme Personality of the Godhead enters into it and He controls the factor of the time factor kala. So that one reason He gave. Then another reason is giving that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is benefiting both the groups. Demons is killing the demons, but demons also getting delivered. So in this way, He is benefiting both the groups. When He is killing the demons, by killing the demons, He is making them free from all their offensive nature. So in this way, Supreme Personality of Godhead doing benefit both the groups. So then, when Sukadeva Goswami is explaining philosophically like this to Parikshit Maharaj, then he said, I'll recite to you, I'll describe to you an instance. Then what happened? Then he's giving a good example of how the Lord is really benefiting both the groups. So then he quoted these pastimes of Rajasuya Yajna. Yudhishthira Maharaj had arranged a Rajasuya Yajna. The Rajasuya Yajna Shishupal was a great offender. From his childhood, he would offend Krishna, rebuke Krishna like anything. And Krishna had promised to his mother, Shishupal's mother, that I will tolerate 100 times he rebukes me, but after that I will finish it. The 100 times completed, then Krishna Bhagavan sent Sudarshan Chakra chopped up his head. Then everybody saw, when Shishupal was killed, Shishupal Atma went and entered into Krishna's body. So at that time, Narada Muni was there. So Yudhishthira Maharaj went to Narada Muni and he asked, what surprising is this? How this fellow, I have seen him from his childhood, since he does not know how to speak nicely, properly. Since then, he is committing this offense, rebuking Krishna. He should have gone eternally stay in hellish planet. He should have white leprosy on his tongue. But instead of that, he entered into, he got Sadhujya Mukti. How can that happen? This is magnanimity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Yudhishthira was surprised. Instead of him going to hell, getting white leprosy in his mouth, and in front of everybody, the great yogis, jnanis, so rare for them to attend this achievement of sadhujya mukti, it's not so easily achievable. And great yogis, jnanis, we hear they go get sadhujya mukti, but this fellow in front of everybody could see the two kinds of sadhujya mukti. One is Brahma sadhujya, one is Ishwara sadhujya. Brahma sadhujya means the soul enters into Brahma jyoti, and Ishwara sadhujya means the soul enters into Krishna's body. And everybody could see this. Then Narada Muni started to explain. Narada Muni is saying, yes, yes, Yudhishthira, in any way you meditate upon Krishna, which apapa vidham, whether with love and devotion or enmity, or the very nice description. At one point Narada Muni is saying, the demons, they so intensely they meditate upon Krishna, you know, devotees, they cannot do that. So intense is true also. We see all these Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, all he is searching, you know, where is that Vishnu? Where is that Vishnu? Ravana is the same thing. He's waiting. When this Rama will come? When this Rama will come? Constant same situation. No? He says, Shayane, Sapane, Jagarane. He's eating, he's sleeping. Always he sees Krishna all around. He's climbing the staircase. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. On 8th step he put his feet, immediately remembers Krishna. Oh, 8th son of devotee will kill me. Just like the Braja Gopikas, no? They see the cloud of Krishna, they remember Krishna. See the pickup, the demons are like that. They're always meditating. And by meditating, they're getting purified also. So Narada Muni is saying that even devotees, they don't meditate so much. At least we don't meditate so much. As also meditating. So then he said, Sishupal, he's meditating, his demand was to birth in Krishna's family, Krishna's relative. In that context he said that Sishupal, Gandhavakra, then previous life the Ravan and Kumbhakarna, prior to that the Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. In this context he mentioned how Hiranyakashipu was there, how Prahlad Maharaj was very innocent son, how he was torturing. Then Parikshit Maharaj asked this question. So who is this Prahlad? Prahlad is so innocent, such a great personality. Why his father gave so hard time to him? So that is how now Sukadeva Goswami bringing the subject matter to explain. The seventh canto explains about Uttayaha. You know in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10 subject matter has been described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Atra sarga visargascha sthanam poshanam utayaha manantara isanukatha niradha mukti rasya. 10 subject matters. About creation, then about the location of different planets, how Lord is maintaining, about manantara, pastimes of Krishna, about annihilation, like this. So utayaha is karma vasana. How karma vasana acts upon the living entities. So that is the seventh canto deals about. So this I described to you, on which context Sukadeva Goswami helps to speak the subject matter. So next thing I'll describe to you, that something happened in the spiritual world. So Krishna, Vishnu, he makes a something, he creates something. So he takes as an excuse to fulfill that things so that he performs his activities. In this regard, Puran describes, one day, Lakshmi Devi, she was messaging the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, and Vishnu's body is so soft as, how soft it could be. You can give comparison, how soft, the most soft things could be as soft as butter, milk, yes, as soft as butter, as soft as the lotus leaves, as soft as producing, as soft as milk. Milk is very soft, right? Anything softer than milk? You have heard anything softer than milk? There is one thing more softer than milk. The form of the milk is more softer. So, Lord's body is so soft. And Lakshmi Dev is asking, oh my Lord, your body is so soft, but I have heard you fight with these demons, and their body is like iron. And how you fight with this strong body, demon, the soft body? And Lord Vishnu heard, she smiled to Lakshmi Dev. Oh, you want to see how I fight? Wait, one day I'll show you how I fight. So Krishna, in one pastime, should fulfill desires of many devotees. So that is Krishna thinking, Vishnu thinking. One day I have to show my real figure of how I fight with demon to Lakshmi Devi. Same time what happened? As you know, these pastimes, Jaya Buddha stopped Tatish Kumar, and Tatish Kumar became very angry to curse them ready. And Lord Vishnu could understand Jaya Buddha fighting with Tatish Kumar. Then immediately Lord came to the gate with Lakshmi Devi. So instead of taking favor side of Jaya Vijaya, he became very angry on Jaya Vijaya, taking side of Tatish Kumar. He said, Jaya Vijaya, you know these great personalities, how dare you can stop them? You know I have become Bhagavan, how I become Bhagavan? I become Bhagavan because of their mercy. They made me Bhagavan. You know why Lakshmi Devi is always residing on my chest? Because I take the dust of the lotus feet, put on my head. That's why I am become so fortunate. They make me so fortunate. And you dare to commit offense, stop them. You know, if somebody will commit offense to them, then I don't dare to chop off their head. Even if my hand will commit some offense to this great personality, I will not hesitate to chop off my hand also. Just see how good. So Lord Vishnu is so heavily telling. So Tatish Kumar is thinking that Lord Vishnu is chastising Jaya Vijaya, and indirectly is getting on our case. So they are getting all worried. Then after saying all these things, the Lord said, Jaya Vijaya, anyway, Tatish Kumar, anyway, they are my devotees. You give some punishment, but give some light punishment, light punishment. The Tatish Kumar asked Jaya Vijaya, what you want? You have to get out of this place. You are not qualified. This is Vaikuntha, but you have Kuntha. You have discrimination. How can you stay here? You have to go. But you tell us now, 7 lives, you go to material world as a devotee. 7 lives. Or alternative choice, your choice, you become a demon, but 3 lives, you can come back. So Jaya Vijaya thinking, 7 lives, you will be out of Vaikuntha. No, better you become demon, 3 lives you can come back. Then Tatish Kumar said, Tathasthu, that is it. So in this other reasons, 2 reasons, then one more reason also. One day Jaya Vijaya sitting at the doors and they are doing some gossiping among each other. But in Vishnu Loka Vaikuntha, gossiping is also Krishna Katha. So what they are gossiping? Passing time, they are talking to each other. Jaya Vijaya discussing, oh, our Lord, He is enjoyer of everything. He is Bhagavan. He is enjoying everything. But He is lacking one enjoyment. He is deprived of one kind of enjoyment. What that enjoyment? That enjoyment somebody derives out of wrestling. Malla Juddha, wrestling. My Lord is not getting that enjoyment because nobody can wrestle with Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha. So Jaya Vijaya thinking, how my Lord can get that kind of enjoyment of wrestling? So who can wrestle with my Lord? Only we both are very strong to wrestle with Lord. But we are His servant. Unless you have inimical mood, your wrestling will not be so satisfactory. They are just thinking like this. But Antarjami Lord Vishnu, He understands everything, everybody's mind. So He thinks, oh, my devotees, they want to give me pleasure by wrestling with me. Okay, tathastu, that will happen also. The few reasons till now I have found, for Lord Vishnu is so expert. In one pastime, He fulfilled the desires of thousands of His devotees. So these are the few incidents took place in Vaikuntha planet. So Jaya Vijaya, Tatish Kumar, after doing all these things, they felt very sad. Oh, they understood their mistake. They went to Vishnu. Oh, Lord Vishnu committed big aparad. Why you did like this? They're repenting, we should not have done, we should not have become angry, we should not have cursed. The Lord Vishnu smiled. No, you don't be worried. Everything happened because of mind desire. Now I have to go to the earthly planet. I have a purpose behind this, so you don't be worried for that. So that is what happened in spiritual world. In material world, what is happening? That Kashyap and Aditi, Kashyap has how many wives? 11 wives, I think. Huh? 11 wives. Diti, Aditi, then Kadru, Vinata, different, all kinds of species has manifested through Kashyap Prajapati from different wives' womb. Diti, all daityas, demons. Aditi, all adityas, demigods, appear. So this Diti, by the influence of the time, Daiva, one day evening time, she developed a very intense desire to have child. And Kashyapa Muni had just returned after completing his yajna, sacrifice, all ceremonies. And Diti approached, "Please, I want to have a child." Kashyapa Muni tried his best to explain her, "This is the wrong time, the evening time. Just like early morning known as Brahma Muhurta, evening time is known as Shiva Muhurta. That time Lord Shiva, he goes on traveling the places. To see, we have to be very, very careful. We cannot unite with each other to beget a child, very bad. But Diti, she was out of control, she was impelled by higher force, by Daiva, so then to fulfill her desire. Kashyapa Muni agreed, but he warned her, this child, children will take birth from a womb. They will cause disturbance to whole Brahmanda, what is to the whole earth planet. Whole Brahmanda will be perturbed by their activities. They will be so inauspicious. So then Diti was pregnant. And what to speak of this? Two demons, so they will take birth, they will create troubles to the universe. Bhagavata says, when they are within the womb of Diti, since then all kinds of bad things started to happen. And when they took birth, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, two brothers, very powerful, they are not ordinary personalities, they are not ordinary demons like nowadays demons. They are very special demons, they are coming all the way from Vaikuntha planets. Very powerful personalities. Hiranyakashipu, very powerful, all Ashta Siddhis he had. Anima, Lagima, Prapti, Prakamna. So the best jnani, best tapasvi, best yogi, all great qualities he had. He was so jnani, such a jnani personality. If you read Bhagavatam, when Hiranyaksha was killed by Varahadev. Hiranyaksha was very proud, my brother is a great king. So he went to fight with Varunadev. He went to Varunadev's palace. And he stood at his doorstep. "Oh, Varunadev, Bhikyam Dehi, I came to beg something from you." Then Varunadev came outside. "What Bhikya you want?" "I want to fight with you, Ranam Dehi." Then Varunadev realized this is a notorious person. "I can't fight with him." Then Varunadev said, "Oh, Hiranyaksha, I am an old man. You want to enjoy from fighting, but I am not a competent person to fight. You go fight with Vishnu." Then he was killed by Vishnu. You read Bhagavatam. After Hiranyaksha was killed, Hiranyakashipu pacifying his family members. "Why are you crying? We are not this body. Everything is temporary. We came together because we can disperse. Just like people they gather in a restaurant after eating they disperse. They are like ladies. They go to well to fetch water. Then they also go out." All kinds, all Bhagavad Gita verses he knows. Except one verse, "Sarvadharman paritejya mamekam sanam bhajam." Everything is, he's great jnani, he's great yogi, he's such a powerful yogi. He is keeping his life here for thousands of years. All his body was eaten by white ants, white ant heel, but inside that, he has whole his life here, the Brahmaji said. Oh, Hiranyakashipu, such a great tapasvi, yogi. No one has done such severe austerities. In future, nobody can do like this. Just imagine. He's a great jnani, great yogi, great tapasvi. in spite of all these great qualities. So Hiranyakashipu is known as, what is known as? He is known as great. You know what he is? You know who is? The great devotee, yes? What Hiranyakashipu is? Why don't you tell that? You are hungry so early. You have to fast after evening time. He is great demon. So that's why I say divinity. Harasya abhaktasya kuta mahatguna manarathya nasati dhavati vai. You might have many great qualities if you are not devotee of Hari. Hari is of your great, great qualities. So in this way, Hiranyakashipu then pacified his family members and told all the demons, okay, Vishnu is doing like this. You have to take care of this fellow. I am going to chop off his head and drink the blood. Then I will be satisfied. So in the meantime, you help me. What do? Vishnu becoming powerful because he has been worshipped by all these demigods. Vishnu is supposed to be impartial, but he has become like a small boy. The small boy, anybody gives a chocolate, he favors him. The demigods worship him, Vishnu favors him. So what you do? The demigods, they do yajna to worship Vishnu. And who is doing yajna? Brahmana is doing yajna. So you go and kill all the brahmanas, kill all the cows, cut all the trees, set fire in all the forests, destroy the brahmanical culture. As a result, brahmanas cannot advise to kshatriya to do yajna. There will be no ghee or cow will be killed. There will be no trees. So in this way, there will be no yajna. So demigods will become very weak. Then Vishnu puja will not be there. And in the meantime, I will kill. So all the demons went and destroyed everything. Then Hiranyakashipu, he went to do the severe austerities, standing on one toe to Mandara Parvata. The demigods, for thousands of years, fire coming from his head, whole universe become hot. Demigods could not tolerate. The universe will be destroyed. So they went to Brahma. Brahmaji, please do something to pacify this fellow. Everything will be destroyed. Then Brahma came with Kashyapa and all his associates to Mandara Parvata. They could not see where is Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, some Shastra says, for so long he has been tapasya, there is a white ant hill on top of him. In the meantime, some bamboo trees grown on top of his head. On top of his bamboo tree, some bird nests were, birds were living there also. Sometimes I think, one way they say, so much fire was coming, the whole universe was burning, how the birds were living there. Maybe prior to that it could be. So that was the situation. Brahma came, Brahma could not see. When Brahma sprinkled this water, celestial water, and out of that white ant hill he came, very strong personality, new body, and offered obeisances. What do you want, Brahma? I am very pleased with you. Then Hiranyakashipu said, my Lord, please give me Amar Bar. I want to become like you. He's thinking that Brahma by austerity, he became Brahma, why I can't become Brahma? He is more convinced that I am not this body, I am spirit soul than all of us. That is in his thinking, I am spirit soul, spirit soul will never die. Life after life I will do this tapasya and somehow or other I will take this position of Brahma. That is his desire, I will become Amar. See, Brahma, please give me this bar, I will become Amar. Brahma said, how can I give you this boon? I myself, I live under my body also. So you ask anything else except this. But Hiranyakashipu, he thinks he is very intelligent. Oh, Brahmaji, you don't want to give me Amar Bar? Okay, I'll trick you. I'll become Amar Bar. Then he made a big list. Okay, if you don't give me that boon, then you can bless me. I will not die daytime, nighttime. Outside house, inside house, in the sky, on the land, in the water, by any snake, by the course of any saintly personalities, all kinds of list, whatever comes to his head. He finally said, any living entity is created by you, he cannot kill me. For he knows also these things, everybody created by Brahma. So last line he said, any creature created by you. Then Brahma said, okay, tathastu, let it be so. So he was very happy. Then Brahma left that place. When Brahma left that place, see how Hiranyakashipu is behaving. Hiranyakashipu thinking, I tricked Brahma. Brahma saying he will not give you amar boon. And Hiranyakashipu clapping. Just see. He saying, I will not give amar bar. But somehow how I tricked him. So this is how demonic people they think. He is worshipping Brahma. And Brahma came. He gave such a nice glorification. Ajit, he is the Supreme Person of the Godhead. You are everything. You are controller, first creator, everything. And now he will trick Brahma. So anyway, then Hiranyakashipu, when he got this boon, then immediately he went to heavenly planets and all 14 planetary systems he brought under his control. So much so, all the demigods, they are following his instructions with folded hands. Water, air, fire god, water god, air god. None of the fire, air, or water was under their control. They're all controlled by Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu will say, not by Indra's desire rain will take place. Hiranyakashipu will say, only night time will rain, no daytime, only night time will rain. Don't disturb people. Okay, if you rain not in the city, rain in the field, only field it will rain. This is how he's controlling all the demigods. Yes. From the ocean, ocean would supply all the jewelry, jewels, through rivers at his doorstep. Yes. Everything is controlling. And all the apsaras, gandharvas, they would not dance for the pleasure of Indra, all the demigods. They would dance in front of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu palace was more expensive, more luxurious, more better than Indra's palace. Indra's palace was run down that time. And everything running, hiding here and there. And everybody glorifying. This Hiranyakashipu, he has told everybody, tell one, glorify me only. All everybody, whole universe, saying, Hiranyakashipu Bhagavan ki. But you people are intelligent. Because today is less than yesterday, I said to Bengali groups, everybody says, oh. So the point is, glorifying. And then Narada Muni describing this to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Narada Muni saying, Yudhishthira, how to speak to fathers? I sometimes used to go and glorify in Hiranyakashipu also. So this is how he became very big demon. Stopped Krishna Puja, Vishnu Puja, heaven, hell, everywhere. Only Narasimha Bhagavan, that only Hiranyakashipu Bhagavan, no one else. But big problem is his son, Prahlad Maharaj. Great Vishnu Bhakta. Great Vishnu Bhakta. So then one day, he was sent to the school, to Gurukul. To the Gurukul. But then when he was brought from the Gurukul, then Koyadu dressed Prahlad Maharaj very nicely, bagged her, dressed nicely, put ornaments, she has brought to Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu placed Prahlad Maharaj on his lap, very affectionately asking, oh Prahlad, he said, whatever you have learned, what is the best thing you like? What is the best among all the knowledge? Then Prahlad Maharaj answer was, tat sadhu manne asura bhajya dehinang sada samudvigna dhyana satgraha hitva atmapatam griham andhakupam vanam gatojat harimarte. O asura srashta, O chief of all the demons, I think for all these embodied living entities, human beings, those who are always in udvigna and anxiety, for them best thing is they should give up their family life, which is just like a dark well where the living entities can never develop atma upalabdhi. They should go vanam gatojat harim arche. They should go to forest and worship Hari. When Hiranyakashipu heard, he was struck with wonder. What is this? I have stopped this Hari. When the whole universe and my boy is talking Hari. But he did not take it seriously. Oh, so small boy, he laughed at him. Hiranyakashipu was not expecting this answer. This 5 years old boy, what do you like, my boy? He was thinking, my boy, so I like that, I like some chocolate. He was thinking like that. He would be very happy. But Prahlad Maharaj was not 5 years old boy, he was very old boy. And then he said, the teachers, oh, I think some Vaishnavs doing youth preaching, school preaching, ISKCON devotee must be coming inside our school. You make sure they don't come. Since then this problem is there. So I give some security and teach them how to become a great demon. So Chandamarga took back, heavy security, nobody can come inside. Then they're doing good training. After some time again he was brought back to Hiranyakashipu. Oh my dear, now what you have heard? Oh, this time he's very careful. He's not asking what is great you think, tell me. He's not asking that. He's telling, you tell me whatever your teachers they have taught you, what is great with that. So Hiranyakashipu has already got already lesson, you know. He asked what is great, and he said what is great. This time is very specific. What you learn from the teacher, guru, tell me what is best among them. Then he described this verse, the most famous verse. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Iti Punsarkita Vishnu Bhaktisyat Navalakshana Kriyati Bhagavatya Dhatatamanya Adhitam Uttamam. Oh my dear father, for me I think the best thing among all the best knowledge is to please Vishnu by this three kinds of Navabhidha Bhakti. So this time Hiranyakashipu did not take it very lightly. He realized very serious subject matter. He was very angry, Chandamarga. What is this? I have stopped, I have heavy security, nobody can come inside. And you dare to teach this a small boy like this? No, 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 we do not teach him like this. Then Hiranyakashipu turned to Prahlad. Prahlad, where you learn all these things? Teachers did not teach you. You learn this by somebody told you. Or is within yourself can? How did you learn this? And Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear father, Matir na krishna parata satava mitha abhipadyate griha pratanam adanta gobhi visatam tamishran punah punacharvita tarvanana. My dear father, a person who is so much attached for sense gratification, a person like you, who is so much attached for sense gratification, for them, Matir na krishna parata satava, their mind will not go into the lotus feet of Krishna, neither by their own endeavor, nor by hearing from somebody, nor by combination of both. It will not happen. Just like a person like you, who is leading everybody, durasayade bahi arthamanina andhadatha andhai upagiyamana. You are the leader, but you are a blind leader. A blind leader will lead others into the ditch. So how one can get? Hiranyakashipu's question is, how you got these things? In answer, Prahlad Maharaj said, mahiya sangpada rajabhishekam anishkintananam nabrinitajabat. My dear father, you can get this mind fixed to the lotus feet of Krishna only by when you smear your body with the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotees. So then Hiranyakashipu became very, very angry. Take this boy. This boy is not qualified to live anymore, the most enemy. He is taking the side of my enemy Vishnu, kill him. So all the demons they are waiting. So demons' hands always itching, you know. They are just waiting sometime. How to fight king? So they are very happy. So now they took, I have only 5 minutes more. So they took the Vishnu Puran in Bhagavat, in one verse tells everything. But Vishnu Puran, that's the whole chapter. Then they took, and with all kinds of weapons they first use, weapons. Very nice, interesting subject matter. And there will be all the weapons to hurt Prahlad Maharaj. But what Prahlad Maharaj is doing? How Prahlad Maharaj has said, Prahlad is sitting. And what is thinking, meditating upon you now? He was meditating, oh Lord Vishnu, you are within my body. Oh Lord Vishnu, you are within these demands. Oh Lord Vishnu, you are within these weapons. So in this way he met, in his consciousness, he met everything Vishnumaya. When everything is Vishnu, who will kill whom? So this is the trick to you. Yes. When they could not kill, all the weapons are broken. Then in front Hiranyakashipu, very powerful person, he called all the big, big elephants. The elephants came like mountain, trampling him under his their feet. Big, what that white thing? Big tusk. They take here Prahlad and press him, The tusk breaks to pieces. So they were so tired. Then Hiranyakashipu kicked them out. You are useless fellows, get out from here. All these elephants kicked out. Then Hiranyakashipu took from Sutala, he called all the great serpents, very powerful serpents. They don't bite anybody. They come close to you, finish. Like Takhaka, Kumbhaka, like our snake in Kaliya, very powerful. But they came and they're biting Prahlad. When they're biting Prahlad, body becomes so strong, all the teeth broke into pieces. They started vomit blood. All the jewel become nishprava, no light anymore. The vomiting blood then left. Every time Prahlad would do, remember one specific name of Krishna, sometimes Krishna, sometimes Vasudev, sometimes Ananta, sometimes Janardana, a specific name would protect from the specific dangers. That Shastra explains. So finally, one after another, then they threw him from the top of the mountain, and Dharitri, Mother Dharitri, cut Prahlad Maharaj. Okay, we'll burn him into ashes. Then they put him into the fire. And then he was sitting there. And after some time from fire, from within fire, Prahlad saying, my dear father, it's too cold here. Please take me out from here. Then he came out. There's so many ways they tried to kill Prahlad Maharaj. Then finally, when they're trying to kill like this, the Brahmanas, they said, oh, Hiranyakashipu, he's an innocent boy, he's a son after all. Don't be so cruel to him. This time you give us. We'll pacify him. We'll teach him. This time he doesn't listen. We'll create a kritya ghost. The ghost will finish him. They took him. And they're pacifying Prahlad. They're teaching all kinds of demoniac things. Then finally Prahlad started to teach them, give them education. Then they become very angry. This boy is like a dog's tail, you know dog's tail? Dog's tail is curved. Whatever you try, never become straight. The dog's tail, then they started a kritya. Very ferocious personality is trying to attack Prahlad, but Prahlad Nirbhika was depending upon Krishna. Then when they are attacking Prahlad, then they realize, the Kritya realizes the innocent fellow. So instead of attacking Prahlad, they turn their face and kill all these Brahmanas. Immediately Brahmanas are killed there. The Brahmanas are killed, then Prahlad started to cry. Oh my Lord, why these people are killed like this? Because Prahlad is really equal to everybody. Then he went to touch all the Brahmanas, they came back to life. So many ways. Then Hiranyakashipu said, okay, give him strong poison. With food. He told the cook, give very poison. The poison is given, then Prahlad Maharaj, he offered this poison to Vishnu, and he ate that prasad, and he digested all the poison. So Hiranyakashipu was very surprised. The demons are trying their best how to kill Prahlad. And they could not kill, and Hiranyakashipu was very angry upon the demon. He would kill these demons. They are so useless fellows. You can kill a small boy. And all these demons, they want Prahlad, why don't you die, please? What is the problem with you? Why don't you die? Prahlad said, how can I die? You are throwing me in front of the serpents. But the serpent is the bed of my father. You know how serpent is the bed of his father? His father is Vishnu. And Vishnu is lying Anantasasa. So if you send me to the serpents, how I'll die? I don't die. You are giving me poison, but poison is my uncle. How my uncle will kill me? You know how poison becomes uncle? Prahlad, what is consciousness? He is thinking poison appears from the samudra, from the ocean. Lakshmidevi, my mother, she appeared from the ocean. So poison is the brother of my mother. So in this way, poison is my uncle. This is how the devotee is seeing. Sthavara jangamadakhe nadakhe tar murti সর্বত্র হয় তার ইষ্ট দেব স্ফূর্তি ডিভোট ইজ ভিজন যত যত দে রিলেট এভরিথিং টু কৃষ্ণা হি ইজ এক্সপ্লেনিং ইউ আর পুটিং মি টু দি ফায়ার দ ফায়ার ইজ মাউথ অফ মাই ফাদার হাউ ফায়ার ইজ মাউথ অফ ইজ ফাদার হ্যাঁ বিষ্ণু ইটস থ্রু হবান ফর ইজ যজ্ঞ ইজ ইজ কনসিয়াসনেস দিস ইজ দি কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস দিস ইজ হাউ কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াস পিপুল দে গেট প্রোটেক্টেড ওকে উই ক্যানট কিল ইউ দেন হাউ দেন ডিফারেন্ট ওয়ে দে আর ট্রাইং টু কিল প্রহ্লাদ দে আর নট এবল টু কিল দেন অ্যাট ওয়ান পয়েন্ট ইউ নো লাইক প্রহ্লাদ হিমসেলফ ওয়াজ ওনলি ডিভোটি হি স্টার্টেড টু প্রিচ হিজ ক্লাস ফ্রেন্ডস অলসো ক্লাসমেট হোয়েন সন্ডা আমার কেম টু নো দ্যাট প্রহ্লাদ ইজ প্রিচিং টু আদার্স দেন হি কেম টু হিরণ্যকশিপু হি সেড না ম্যাটার ইজ ভেরি সিরিয়াস ইজ নট দ্যাট ওনলি ইউর সন ইজ ডিভোটি আদার বয়জ বিকম ডিভোটি অলসো সো হোয়াট ইজ সলিউশন ইউ ক্যান কিল দিস বয় And Hiranyakashipu became very worried. This boy is not only the devotee, now others could only be Vishnu devotee. Then Hiranyakashipu, he called Prahlad. Prahlad, where are you getting so much strength? Prahlad said, my dear father, whomever giving strength to you, the same person giving strength to me also. Then Hiranyakashipu thinking seriously, what to do? We can't kill this boy. But somehow or other, I have to keep this boy away from this place. Then Hiranyakashipu got an idea. Then he called Naga, from Naga Loka he got the Naga. With Naga, he told this Naga serpent, you tightly bind Prahlad Maharaj. So immediately Naga serpent tied Prahlad Maharaj heavily. Then Hiranyakashipu said, you take this fellow and throw him into the ocean. Let him stay there, at least others will not be contaminated. He planned this. So they tied him, Naga serpent, threw him into the ocean. Then Hiranyakashipu thought, oh, now peace, no problem. But he was thinking it is peace. But after some time, the demons came and told, big problem is there. What is the problem? When the Prahlad Maharaj was thrown into deep ocean, the ocean could not tolerate this injustice. The innocent boy, the ocean started to splash all over the place. The water was flooding all over the universe. And then everybody came to Hiranyakashipu, there's big problem now. This water is flashing all over the place, everything getting inundated with water. What to do? Hiranyakashipu more anxiety, what to do? Okay, you do one thing. You take big, big mountains and you throw on top of this boy. You seal every place, all sides seal and throw on top of big, big mountains. When demons they went, they put the big, big mountains and they throw on top of Prahlad Maharaj. And they sealed everywhere. Then Hiranyakashipu thinking, wow, now some peace, no problem now. But actually, inside that water, still Prahlad Maharaj was surviving. He was not killed. He was doing his Gayatri. He was meditating upon Vishnu. One mistake he did. He did Ahangraha Upasana. Ahangraha Upasana is a specific type of sadhana for the sadhaka meditates. And thinks non-different from Vishnu. So he, Prahlad, was doing that. He's meditating on Vishnu. And when he meditates upon Vishnu, by that process of Ahangraha Upasana, then you get power like Vishnu also. With that Upasana, he was meditating. He got so much power. So immediately, all these big, big mountains are put on top of him. They just fly into the sky. They scattered all over the place. Then Prahlad Maharaj was released from that condition. After being released, he came to Hiranyakashipu's palace. He went to meet with Hiranyakashipu. My dear father, humble obeisances to you. I have come back. You have come back again. Hiranyakashipu could not believe, how can you come back again? But anyway, Prahlad is his son, very affectionate. Again he picked him up, put him on his lap. He's embracing him, smelling his head, my dear boy, I love you so much, I don't want to give you hard time. You don't worry, I'll give you full protection. He has no shame on his face to say like this. He said, I'll give you full protection. Who are you to give protection? Prahlad Maharaj saying, who can try to give me protection? I am protected, I have no problem. So whatever affectionately Hiranyakashipu was telling, And Prahlad Maharaj was giving up a reply. Hiranyakashipu was getting more torture than torture, you know. And finally, he was very angry. Upon Prahlad Maharaj. We are talking about this Vishnu or Bhagavan. So he wants to kill Bhagavan now. Like Hiranyakashipu, they are all searching for Bhagavan. Ravana is searching for Rama. Conscious is always after Krishna. He's always after Krishna. They are always after God. He said, tell me where is your God? Then Prahlad Maharaj said, my God is everywhere. He's in this pillar. Then actually what happened? When Prahlad Maharaj looked at the pillar, the Bhagavan appeared. Don't think Prahlad Maharaj just heard the philosophy. As we say Bhagavan is everywhere, but we never see Bhagavan everywhere. We say philosophy, we give class. Prahlad saw Bhagavan. He did not speculate. Yes, there's Bhagavan also in this pillar. You understand what I'm saying? He did not say, because of philosophy, Bhagavan is here. No. He saw Bhagavan there. Bhagavan appeared. Yes, yes, I can see Bhagavan is there. Then Hiranyakashipu, somewhere said to be shot, strike from the fist, give a ghusi, punch, like this. This is the climax point. Our Narasimha Bhagavan, the climax of Bhagavan. The climax of Bhagavan, waiting. One point came. Then Bhagavan said, no more anymore. Then Bhagavan will come out of the pillar, making a huge sound. So all of us, we can make a sound like that. Our Narasimha will come. We are ready to make a sound. Yes? Your AC is not so powerful. How can you, how much sound it will make? You ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, So Bhagavan Narasimha Dev came. Huge sound, very angry. Now Guru Maharaj will come, his chair has come. I'll finish very soon. Very angry. And you know how he killed all demons. How he killed all the demons, you know? Thousands of demons came to help Hiranyakashipu. But Narasimha Bhagavan not necessary to fight with these demons. He will never fight with the demons. He will sit there. He's moving his nails like this. Nails. The nails he moves and all demons finish with the nails. Not like he has to show his muscles and fight. No. He will not need like that. But Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to fight. Why he wanted to fight with Hiranyakashipu? Who can say? Why he wanted to fight with Hiranyakashipu personally? Huh? Because he wanted to fulfill the desire of joy and the desire. So he wanted to fight with him to get pleasure. Then Hiranyakashipu was killed. Hiranyakashipu, all demigods very happy. Oh, joy Narasimha Bhagavan ki! Oh, this time you are okay. So they are all happy, and they are sprinkling flowers, beating the drums, everything nice. All demigods came. Hiranyakashipu's dead body is lying. Narasimha Bhagavan sitting there. But one problem. The demon is still, but Narasimha Bhagavan is still very angry. He is not pacified. Very hot air, breathing heavily. Then how to pacify the Lord? Nobody dares to go close to the Lord. They all went to Brahma. Brahmaji, please go pacify the Lord. Then Brahma said, no, I can't go near to him. He's so fierce. All my beard will get burned if I go close to him. Don't tell me to go. Devaraj Indra, will you please go pacify the Lord? No, he's so dazzling. Indra has eyes all over his body. If I go, all my eyes will get burned. Guru Maharaj is on the way. Okay. So I am finished. So then nobody could. Lakshmi said, you please do something. Lakshmi said, no, I have never seen him like this. I will not do like, I cannot go. Then finally Prahlad came. Lord picked him up on his lap. When Lord embraced, you know, very pacified, very cool. Then one point Ganesh came riding on his musika, bahana. And Lord was breathing so heavily. Ganesh said, I will pacify the Lord. The Ganesh is a great devotee of Narasimha Bhagavan. And Lord was breathing so heavily, Ganesh was approaching, and the wind, Ganesh fell from top of the rack. Then all demigods started to laugh, and Lord Narasimha also started to laugh. And everybody said, oh, Narasimha pacified. But finally, when Prahlad came, Lord embraced, oh, very coolly. Lord Sahab became very pacified. So this is how Lord Lara Singhadev, he appeared and pacified Prahlad Maharaj. जय प्रहलाद महाराज की, नरसिंह भगवान की, नरसिंह चतुर्दशी की, अनुगत भक्त वृंदा की, पिताई गौर सीतान हरि हरि नाउ वेरी सून ही जल्द जयपत महाराज विल कम सो आई डोंट आई डोंट वांट टू गेट इन टू समथिंग एल्स एंड स्टॉप इन बिटवीन व्हेन ही कम्स Exactly how much I, at the same time I don't want to leave this place and sit here idle 10-20 minutes. I just want to tell you one more thing. Then my topic will be complete. That the answer to the question that how the son of a great demon could be such a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All of you know the one reason. That reason was told by Prahlad Maharaj himself to his classmates that when Hiranyakashipu went for austerity and the Indra Bhagavan came, Indra came and she was taking Kayadu thinking great demon is there within her womb. But Narada Muni came and stopped and great Mahabhagavata is there and Narada Muni took her to his ashram and Narada Muni speaking Bhagavatam. So, Kayadu being a lady could not remember anything. But Prahlad Maharaj was blessed. He could remember everything. So that is one reason. He got association of great central personality within the womb of his mother. That is the greatness of Bhakti Yoga. You can start when you are youth. You can start when you are old. You can start Bhakti Yoga when at the point of death. You can do Bhakti Yoga in Narak also. You can do bhakti yoga in childhood time. You can do bhakti yoga within the womb of your mother also. That is what happened to Prahlad Maharaj. One reason. The one more reason is, in Nrisimhapurana explains, when Hiranyakashipu was doing tapasya, demigods became very worried. What will happen? We have to destroy, interrupt his tapasya. Then Narada Muni said, I will do that. I will break his tapasya. Then he took the form of a bird. Then he came to Mandara Parvata. Then where Hiranyakashipu was chanting, Om Vishnu, Om Brahmaya Namaha, Om Brahmaya Namaha, Om Brahmaya Namaha. Then Narada Muni came in the form of a bird. Then he was chanting, Om Vishnu Namaha, Om Vishnu Namaha, Om Vishnu Namaha. But Hiranyakashipu, when he heard this name of Vishnu, he was very angry. He could not control, then tapasya broke. He became anger, he can tapasya broke. And Hiranyakashipu became worried, he's trying himself to control his anger. So that he'll again start tapasya. But whatever way he was trying to control his anger, he was not able to control his anger. But Hiranyakashipu very well he knows, Dhyate Vishayan Punsa Sangaste Supajate Sangat Sanjayate Kamat Krodha, but Abhijayate. I was getting much more better response from Bengali group than the English group. Whatever I finish, half I will say, immediately other half they reply. A very easy time. So Hiranyakashipu knows where Kama is coming, when Krodha is coming from, where Krodha arises from Kama. He said, I have too much Kama. I have to subdue. So immediately he went back to his palace to unite with Kayadu. So he said, I will unite with Kayadu to reduce my Kama. So in this way, when Hiranyakashipu was uniting with Kayadu, that time he was thinking of the Vishnu, Vishnu Namaha, Vishnu Namaha, Vishnu Namaha, his Vishnu conscious. So that is just one reason. When the conception took place, that time he was Vishnu conscious. So that is one reason why Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee also. So one more reason I will not tell you, because I know His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj will tell that. Because I heard it from him. Why Prahlad Maharaj previous life, what he was and how he became devotee. Maharaj will say, because I have to go to Bengali class for half an hour, they're waiting there. I will well discuss. Until that, until Maharaj comes, we will do some Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Taksvam Vandam Dema Tasvai Sigurve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutane Srimate Vaktivedanta Swami Nidhinam Sati Devi Om Ravani Vatarane Nibhikesha Tanyavadi Pachatatasatarane Kibhavi Parag Maharaj, just giving Bengali for how Parag Maharaj learned Samabhidhi. I may not be understood by everyone. Kashyapu, Mike, and at that time, Parag Maharaj was in the womb of his mother. So this teaches us.
At that time, Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of his mother.
So we can learn from this.
So we can learn from this.
How in the final months of pregnancy.
How in the final months of pregnancy.
But embryo can hear.
The embryo can hear.
And the parents. Can read Bhagavatam.
And the parents can read Bhagavatam.
And Bhagavad Gita.
And Bhagavad Gita.
But this way.
So this way.
This way he can be born with his Bhakti Shastri.
He can be born with the Bhakti Shastri.
For the natural knowledge. So, each day of Brahma, there is a new creation. It's his daily activity.
It is his daily activity.
To create the universe.
To create the universe.
So, that means that every day.
That means that every day.
It's a blank.
It's a blank.
For all people.
For all people.
And therefore, the coming of Narasimhadev is something unexpected that day. That's why Hiranyakashipu.